And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kev Allstate.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. If you're watching this clip, summer hours begin soon. If you never had the Patreon, just get it for 1 month. Just get it for July. If you really like this podcast, just do it for July. Because we're not doing no new episodes full out in the general public. Me and Angel and Joshy is taking some time away. We ain't got no podcast ads. So who go to work when work ain't there? Anyway, there was a teacher who was shooting OnlyFans content in her classroom. No students present. I found out about this because this video was going viral.
Oh, no.
This is like the second time a teacher said, when will they learn? Well, this is not your set. On freeway and
need help? Gotta watch an ad. Go,
what is this? Ooh.
Oh my God, the amount of pop-ups is crazy.
What are you watching on? What
this is Kay Houston 11. Oh. Is it Pornhub?
Yeah. It's like, what's all these ads? Keeping motorists on the
move. Former Lamar Consolidated ISD teacher is under investigation for allegedly shooting explicit videos of herself inside a classroom.
Yeah, the district says she resigned months ago for unspecified reasons, but the videos are just coming to light. Jason Miles, live at district headquarters with new reaction. Jason.
Let me start by saying these videos are way too graphic to show on TV, so we're not showing them. We're also not identifying this teacher because she has not been charged with any crime, but the district is now investigating. Schools out all over Lamar.
Girl, this is not what I was trying to find.
Hold
on, I want you to watch. I want you to see this, Angel, because the Quanell X is how I found out about this. Quanell.
Is Quanell a person?
Yeah, he's a. Somebody from Houston. Is it two N's? How do you spell Quanell X? Is it two N's?
Is it Quanell or Quantrell?
I think it's Quanell.
They have two L's.
Here it is.
We can't make this stuff up. It is absolutely appalling, that's shameful, Quanell. And that's frightening that these are the type of educators that are in an elementary school teaching our children. But now we got a teacher in the classroom, on school hours, stripping down butt naked, bending over, and showing everything on the video, and all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair. This is a disgrace and a shame that this is the type of educator and teacher that is in the classroom. And she made multiple videos. Yes, the district was unaware until we brought this to their attention. If she would do this in the classroom, what else will she do? This woman obviously had lost her damn mind.
Oh, my God.
She
come
needs
on,
psychotropic medication. She pulls out her breasts, and she's juggling them. Look like she's about to fall over. Then she bends over and pulls down her panties, spreads her cheeks. I'm not lying. I'm telling you what's on the video. Spreads her cheeks. This is madness. This woman should never, ever be allowed to be an educator. This woman should never be allowed to work around children ever again. And I believe that if a thorough investigation takes place,
Earl,
you can find something criminally to bring her into a courtroom for. Because I've seen law enforcement put parents in courtrooms for far much less than this. If we can put Donald Trump in the courtroom and find something to prosecute him for, don't tell me we can't find something to prosecute this woman for. This is sad. This is madness. This is filth at its finest.
Period. You know, this is not a place to be.
Period. This is not what we...
sexualized type behavior on any type of school campus. You keep that mess in your bedroom. So like I said, your porn days is over, sis. You're doing too much.
I'm
watching her videos right now.
The teacher?
Yes.
You see the cellulite in the pubic hair.
She really,
her titties.
At one point in time, she's in the bathroom of the school.
Is she black or white? Mexican?
She's not black.
Yes.
She's not black. That's probably also why Quantra, and she's pulling her drawers into her butt.
Pulling her drawers to her butt?
So they're full panties, but she's yanking them into her booty.
Oh, thong.
She's making them into a thong when they're not a thong.
Are they regular draws?
That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
To the butthole.
And then she pulls them down as well and opens up her butt cheeks.
First of all, there's booty air all up and through the children's school now.
She's doing it in the reading corner in one thing.
Oh, a sweet little baby's class?
In the reading corner.
Oh my God, it's blurred out. That's hilarious.
As it should be.
Quanell X is next to that video.
Yes.
Let me tell you what, man. We gotta pay the teachers more, man.
jiggling a booty.
Let's talk about the problem at hand, man. Teachers' wages.
If the teachers get 150 grand, 200 grand, they might not have to show the pubic hair cellulite. He's seen the video more than once.
Oh, he remembered everything. Spreading her butt cheeks. I'm not kidding, y'all.
Panties. He said he was cutting a wrestling promo.
She was in
the room, jiggling her butt cheeks. And for that, SummerSlam, me and her, six-way tag team. There will be no titty that is jiggling on my watch. Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga.
That's exactly. Period. We don't need these type of people.
You're my tag team partner. Yeah.
Period. That's how you got to come in every time. Period.
First word out of your mouth. Slid him over on the mic. Period.
Period.
Cowboy hat on.
No, the entire time she doing this while he talking. I'm like, your hat is so distracting. Mm-hmm. Titties. Yep, say you like. Mm-hmm.
Black people have had so many interviews where they have been so funny. Antoine Dotson.
Oh, absolutely.
They climbing in your windows. They snatching your people up. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. He ate off that for like 10 years.
Well, I don't know if he really made money off of it the way he should have.
He was on stuff.
Yes, he got to be on stuff.
Sweet Brown.
Oh, she gone.
I got to cough. She don't. She gone?
I thought she died.
No, Auntie Vivi died.
Oh,
Sweet Brown with her.
Okay, Sweet Brown.
I was coughing. I had bronchitis. Oh. Anybody got time for that?
We got me a cold pop.
That was my video.
Yeah, yeah.
Got me a cold pop. I said, let's just for old time.
Anybody got time for that?
Anybody got time for that?
It's the best.
I think Sweet Brown's still with us.
Is she still with us? Oh, Hannah Gildall.
This doesn't even look real.
It looks like a sketch.
It looks like a sketch.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. But then I thought somebody was barbecuing.
That's it. Barbecue.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Let's listen to Antoine. Antoine Dotson for old time's sake.
Jiggling her titties.
I ain't lying. Panties. In a butt crack.
And he got in bed with her. He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off. Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids,
such wild.
Hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The subject matter and the virality do not coincide. No, you remember the song, the auto-tune song?
Yes. Well, what are you talking about? Them white boys was auto-tuning everybody.
Rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your window.
We gonna find you.
Tell that homeboy.
The harmonies, run and tell that. They had one for Ain't Nobody Got Time for That, too.
Oh, did they?
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for
oh,
that.
Oh, this I don't know, Angel.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Same people?
I don't know.
Nobody should be this talented. Hey, ain't nobody. Yeah! Oh, somebody just put in there my favorite. This is one of my favorites. Shout out to Sweet Brown. This?
Beef, you take that elsewhere. Don't bring that here. First of all, if you was beefing at a wedding, you should have been beefing
home Bella
at
no chase.
Wedding. Love
why
it.
Why don't you bring this to somebody else's club? It's sad.
It's sad.
If we can't go to Bella Noche's, where can we go?
Where the hell could we go?
My homegirl, because we feel like, well, damn, if you can't go to Bella Noche's, where the hell could you go?
Where the hell could you go?
There's nowhere else, y'all.
If you can't go to Bella Noche's, where the hell could you go?
Because it's really upsetting me and my homegirl.
I love you.
This one, I don't know if you remember this one. Me and Melissa still call this to the day.
That has changed. If anything is from, it went from worse
to worse, sir. The buses. She's talking about the buses.
The buses are filthy. The buses are nasty.
In so many apartments, doctors apartments, jobs that I have lost apartments due to the buses. And they said buses this year was supposed to be a totally different change. I don't see what a change is at.
April Williams is fed up. She says Katz is full of lies, offering nothing more than empty promises.
We have to sit out here and wait a long periodically time.
A long periodically time.
The buses are filthy. The buses is not nip.
That tongue started doing calligraphy while she was still trying to speak regular modern English. Periodically. Bless her heart.
Yo, y'all the Patreon, y'all got a lot of these.
Oh, because there's so many.
Oh, you look dusty. You remember this one?
Yes, dusty sounds familiar.
From Scared Straight.
You look dusty.
Oh.
You remember? Here, yeah. I'm going to play for you.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
You fucking. All right.
Don't you play.
All right. I'm not going to play nothing. What I know is that Monty will be at that wedding. You
don't, man. Come on.
I will personally go get him.
I'm going to text Aisha to play that song at the.
Yeah. And for Kevin and Melissa's first day. I'm just, no. Forget Monty. Slim. I'm going to tell Marcus he got to stay home.
I will physically attack Slim.
I'll be like, Slim, come on. Come on, my friend.
I
Kevin
will physically attack.
Oh, I need to know. That's what we're going to do. That's what I'm going to do. You jackass.
All right.
That's why the whale should have knocked you off your damn jet ski.
Let's talk about. Okay. So did you hear what Jason Kelce said? Do you know Jason Kelce? Sports talk.
That's about to say he plays the sports.
He just retired.
Uh-huh.
With all seriousness in his heart, he said he don't wash his feet. Because the soap already runs down there. And he said, Big Soap is trying to convince y'all that you need to wash your whole body when you just need to work your, focus on your
armpits.
Your armpits and your, you know, your the high nethers? Impact areas.
Nethers.
Yeah, your
was
nethers.
Was nethers on there for him?
Huh?
Was nethers on there for him?
Was nethers on there. But you know, he said, like, your hot spots, armpits, pubic area, where your panties is at. My thing is this. This is what I always don't understand. When I'm taking a shower, I'm already butthole naked. Mm. Booty hole to the wind. You already washing.
They ain't washing their legs.
They ain't washing their legs. I don't understand that, though.
Listen, when I was in
Yamava Resort Casino at San Manuel?
At San Manuel. And they had them quality washcloths, the type that, you know, ooh, it's going to rip the dirt off of your body. It was so good. It felt so good to wash myself. And as I was washing myself, I planned on making a video. I said, how do people not wash themselves with a washcloth? Right there, it's already. Because how do you think?
You're just rubbing soap on you.
Yeah, how do you think this is really getting?
You need some coarseness to me.
You know, there's no agitation.
Yes.
Also, I have a coochie. Okay. I do have one. What's up, guys?
You were watching the bonus.
You were.
But listen, y'all, Angel's a creator. YouTube ain't YouTubing no way.
It sure ain't.
Listen, I checked my stuff. I said, my God, today.
And they were like, you got 2 pennies for this video. Bruh. I was like, well, thank you.
Ain't podcasting, so we the rest is on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Please join us if you can. If you can't, watch what you can for free.
Yeah.
There's more there, but if you ain't got it or you don't want it, It's our responsibility to tell you. But here's the thing.
Just join it for us. The content is great.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying $5 to get extra content. You get an extra episode of Here's the Thing.
Yeah.
You got other things. You got Here's the Thing Reacts.
Good times.
You got Ask Kev revamped.
We got all kind of stuff.
So bring your butt over.
Bring your rump. All right. Peace.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.